Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts, delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
It's the best, hands down.
It's crystal clear.
I love it. The things you can make are awesome.
No one else has quality epoxy like this.
It's easy to mix.
Tim is such a wealth of knowledge.
It's gotta be iCoat.
Welcome to the Resin Mastery Podcast, exploring iCoat epoxy. So welcome back to Resin Mastery. Today we've got a great episode because you've heard us talk about being in wedding season the way we are. And you've heard as we've interviewed some of the most amazing artisans who are preserving flowers. But we've actually got a really special episode for you today because there's nothing better as a case study than to actually interview a bride who's going through planning for a wedding, going through gifts, going through keepsakes, going through memories, going through vows, about where she is, what she's thinking at this moment in time, and how you can help her keep these memories, preserve these memories, not just with the flowers, but with other things. So, you know, our co-host, Rachel, you're getting married. Congratulations.
Yes.
And you're ready to be interviewed.
Yes, I am ready to be interviewed and I'm getting married. So that's a 16-day countdown from today, which is just crazy that but we had a quick engagement. It started down at 84-day countdown. So we're down to 16 now and it feels like super surreal. But yeah, I'm very excited and there's definitely lots going on in my head at any given time. I feel like, you know how if you've ever been around a pregnant woman, they have pregnancy brain. I feel like
you got bridal brain
for sure.
I think we've coined a new phrase, bridal brain. I think that's actually a good one. But yeah, but this is a great moment because marriage can be many things, but the one thing you want it to be is you want it to be sustaining. Rachel, you mentioned this before that you only want to get married once, right? And
yes,
you want that to be something that the family, community, people help you actually, you know, thrive within. Children, mm-hmm. life together, all those beautiful things that are there. And, you know, we talk a lot about preserving wedding bouquets, and just as a update for everyone, the competition is up, it's alive, it's running. We've had a ton of registrants so far, and just so you know, by entering the competition, and if you win, not only do you get 20 gallons of epoxy for free, but you also get paid to preserve Rachel's wedding bouquet, which is like an amazing add-on to an amazing competition. So go to iCoatEpoxy.com. You'll see win-free epoxy. You'll see how to enter the competition there. But Rachel, let's dive in. So you are a bride who is about to get married mm-hmm. in a couple of weeks. And as you said, you've got bridal brain. And so
yes,
when you start thinking about things like, okay, people are going to expect me to have a wedding registry because people want to bless your marriage with a gift. You know, mm-hmm. what are the must-have items that you've had on a registry and how have you set up your registry?
So we set up our registry through Zola, which I would 100% recommend. I didn't really try the Knot, which is another really popular one, even more popular than Zola that I heard about. But I tried to, I don't remember what I tried to do on there. I tried to do something. Oh, it was like come up with like a wedding planning thing. And it was a bad experience. I was like, this doesn't make sense. Like it's not user friendly for me right now. So I chose Zola. Very easy. Very good. And the way we set up our registry was just honestly adding anything we could think of, because we were like, what? Like, that's crazy. Like, to me, it's crazy that, like, people will get you, like, such nice gifts. And I get why. Like, as it's happened, it's like, it makes more and more sense to me. But still, it's like, wow, like, these are, like, these are huge blessings, because if you look at the amount, like, everything you get, and I'm sure by the end of it even more so, it's like, this amounts to like hundreds and hundreds of dollars of things, like, if not thousands, you know, like, with all the people we have coming. So it's like, wow, for us to have gotten this, it would have taken years on our own, you know. So that's one blessing. I would say, like, the registry essentials that we first we're putting on the list is like cups, plateware sets, towel sets, a couple nightstands. And for me, I was like, we need a portable jump starter, because it's more than just like jump starting your car too. It's like, if you go camping, you have something that, like, you know, God forbid something happened, but like, you charge your phones on it, you can plug in an electric stove, like, it's super helpful.
Now, of all the gifts that I've probably heard people ask for on a gift registry, a portable jump starter is probably one of the most unique out there. But look, that's how real it is, and how real you're being with this, right? Which is, got a car that you may need a portable jumper for. I own one of them. They're very useful. They've got USB connections, everything else. But
yes,
when we get on to the wants versus needs, right? So you're going to have these gifts, toasters, pots and pans, crockery, you know, silverware, all that sort of thing. But then there's those sentimental and memory focused gifts as well, because look, I got married 25 years ago. I don't remember many of the gifts we got, and they were all blessings. I think we got like four toasters, which, you know, maybe back in the day there wasn't the idea that, yeah, oh, okay, someone's already bought us a toaster, so you don't need to. But I don't remember any of those things. The memories that sustain are photographs, right? They're those pieces that sustain, and when people jog my memory. But for you, what are you looking for in sentimental memory-focused stuff, other than obviously, you know, your preservation of your wedding bouquet?
You know, honestly, so what we did for our guest book is, so it is photos. And like, what we did for our guest book is we got Polaroid film, and we're doing Polaroids for everybody who arrives. So, that one's a little bit costly, but still less expensive than most wedding stuff. Since, just to let y'all know, we are on a $3,650 budget. So it's like, it is doable. You can have a wedding for that price. Just wanted to throw that out there, because it is, pretty low comparatively speaking to other weddings I've heard of. But so we're just taking that photo, and then we have like index cards, and we're going to put it on like the blank side without the lines. And then we got a photo album. So just slip both of those into it with like their signed like names and like a little message. That way, you know, when the wedding is all over, we can take that too. Our honeymoon and look through it, and then we can just have that like out underneath our coffee table or like on it, so when people come over they can see that, and like all of the people who came to the wedding. And it, like, that's something I'm really, really looking forward to, because I love Polaroids, I love old style, and it's just really meaningful in my opinion.
Right now, there's gifts, right, that you need to sustain. You need a toast if you want to make toast. You need those utilitarian gifts. Having memory gifts and having gifts that are real blessings and strengthen the union are very, very special, because a wedding will be attacked from day one by external forces. And as we see, we live in a culture where divorce seems to be more regular than renewing your driver's license, which is a real sad state of affairs. So to sustain a marriage, you need community around you, you need family around you, but you need reminders. And me and my wife keep up our wedding pics. You know, we don't look like that anymore. Time has taken its toll in beautiful ways as well. But they're the things that remind us of why we're here. And so when you look at that, is there going to be for you something other than this memory book that you're going to look back on and think, this is exactly, you know, this is exactly the thing that reminds me of that day? What, where I'm touching on is like, you know, what are those keepsakes? Because in the world of obviously resin preservation, as you know all too well, you know, people are looking to preserve things. The idea of preserving things is to extend memories, right? Because if we don't preserve flowers, they're dust within a few years, right? So, or they just crumble to nothing. But if you preserve it, now they have an extended life in the same way, you know, photographs carry that. Is there anything else within there that you're looking for to be, you know, that maybe something you'd preserve?
So something that I definitely would want to like go over with epoxy is, and like preserve just its natural state the way it is now, so that it doesn't get dinged up and everything, is like me and Isaiah built a cross. And so he built it, I painted it. And that's like basically the basis, the reminder of like what we personally need. In order to make our marriage work is the Lord. And so that one is very important. And for me, that's going to be like a memory piece. We're going to have it up somewhere in the house after we get married. And then like we're going to use it for like Easter. I want to put like flowers on that and make it like, you know, pretty and like seasonal. And then for Christmas, like put it near the tree. So it's like very, that one I would say is like the more memory focused, sentimental one. And then like, if it came to a gift, we haven't really, there's been gifts that we've received, but none are like more memory based. It is more like appliances and things like that. So,
okay. So you've got like a lot of people helping you. You're on a budget, right? Which everyone is, just the budgets all vary. Now for a lot of people, they're looking for, to also, you know, there's gifts for the bride and groom, there's gifts for the parents of the bride, the parents of the groom, there's groomsmen and bridesmaids, and everyone likes to give them something, for their participation. There's a memory piece, there's grandparents, family members, and guests, and sometimes people use, you know, let people take table centerpieces and, you know, different things like that. So have you been thinking along the lines of other things that maybe like preserving ring holders or anything for bridesmaids? Is there any plans around that?
So I know when it comes to like what I would like to do with the wedding bouquet, I would like to take the flowers from the mini bouquet for my maid of honor and make a couple like keychains for that specifically. Like whether it be the person who wins the competition doing that and that's part of it, or me doing it, because I have been playing around. I already actually made them a gift with I think it's just the regular ultra, not the UV ultra. And I can actually show you one of them right now, but it's a puzzle piece keychain.
Oh, so you've used the HV casting epoxy rather than the HV ultra.
So cool. I'm like, oh my goodness, like that's amazing. So like I just got the molds off Amazon, and I mean like they're not the best molds, but like they get the job done and it's really cool. So like that's something I'm gonna do, is I braided like a little like charm thing with their name in it, and then I'm gonna add that to the keychain, and so it's gonna be like a little thing. But then I'd like to possibly get them something actually from the wedding, so it's like, okay, that was like a stand-in for this thing, you know. But definitely, because like they've done so much work, especially my maid of honor, like she has exceeded all expectations from me, so that's really kind of her.
Right. I've heard that your dad is actually going to do some preservations with HV Ultra for the bridesmaids. And so they're going to get ring holders and they're going to get some really special things coming out of this as well, which is going to be awesome.
That's
Now, also, you know, for grandparents, now some people don't have their grandparents, some people do. Other people have, you know, special members of their family who they love to bless through these sort of times with other gifts. And there's so many things you can do that just, you could put an invitation in these things and make coasters out of them.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Right. You know, some simple things like that. You know, there's some simple jewelry things that you can actually make. I know you're doing the keychains because they're pretty fantastic as well. There's even like bookends, like preservations in bookends that, again, that they serve a utilitarian purpose and a memory purpose, because you can have it both, you know, with flowers engraved in it and etched or ingrained with, you know, Rachel and Isaiah's wedding as well. So you can do all of those things, you know, all in the one go in there, which I think is really meaningful. So as a bride, you've got so much going on in the head. There's planning, there's trying to stay within budget, there's doing all these gifts and things like that. How are you finding time to put aside to do any of these other little bits and pieces while you're doing that?
Gosh, you know, honestly, it's kind of hard. Like, I feel very all over the place, and it's, I would say it's super duper hard to find the joy in wedding planning. It really is. And I wish I could be, so, you know, gracious as to be like, oh, like I'm handling it so well and whatnot. But to be honest, it's been very difficult for me. Especially people like, it's interesting. We all want to be the center of attention, right? But like, now that I'm like, me and Isaiah are like the center of attention in a lot of situations, it's like, I don't want that at all. Please stop looking at me. Like, don't pay attention to me. Like, I just want to fall to the wayside and be like a normal person. But when you're getting married, nobody lets you just be a normal person.
No, you've got, look, it's your special day. It's a time you'll remember for a long time. And it's interesting talking to you, because I think for a lot of our preservation artists, you know, you've got the pretty much prototypical headspace of a lot of brides. They're going through a lot of emotions. There's a lot of planning. There's a lot of nervousness. There's a lot of tension. There's a lot of like, you know, multiple things going on that makes you a little scattered. So how within there, and what advice would you give for someone who is also planning on working with these preservation artists to get different things preserved? Like we've said, you know, there's everything from cake toppers to centerpieces to ring holders to keychains to bookends. There's so many things you can do with it. How would you like advise preservation artists to work with brides, and in reverse, how would you advise brides in the way they're working with preservation artists at this point prior to getting married?
That's a really good question, Ian. I think that number one, when you're dealing with a bride, being gentle is so important. Women in general are not like fragile in the way of like, oh, like you, if you touch me, I'll blow over, you know, but it's like, but like we are very fragile to begin with. And so during times of stress, we need a gentle touch. We need somebody who is caring, who is looking out for our best interest and not trying to pull any fast ones. Because I know sometimes in business, it can really feel like that sometimes when you're the customer, that it's like, I feel like this person's not honoring my wishes. So listening the first time around and not pushing towards something that you want. Rather, if you need clarification, making it very clear and concise that it is just questions for clarification and not, you know, pushing on a specific something, because there's a lot of compromise that comes into being a prospective bride. And when you're wedding planning, there's these women are most of the time compromising a lot of what they originally imagined because it's not realistic. Like, there's a lot of things where I was like, that's just not realistic. And I'm realizing that now and that, but it doesn't mean that it's not hard for me to like swallow my pride on that one and be like, you know?
Yeah, but that's what I think is, you know, we've talked about setting expectations comes into it and why that's really important, because between a preservation artist and a bride, especially with the headspace you're in, that's why setting those expectations early is really, really important. So it gives them a sense of peace. So you've talked a little bit about how the bride's point of view, but like, now put yourself in the preservation artist's point of view dealing with the brides. And, you know, this will be our last question on this is, what advice would you give brides to be compassionate and deal well with a preservation artist?
I would say that as a preservation artist, just trying to be understanding, even if you've not been married before, just kind of, just like put yourself in our shoes, have patience. Understand that there's a million things to think about when it comes to a wedding. So like, if you're not being responded to right away, like give a little extra time maybe is what I would do. Just being like, okay, well, you know, obviously not too much time to where it's like, we can't get this done. But like, if it's a matter of like you send a response and within like a couple hours, they don't respond, it's like, okay, if time is technically not of the essence, because typically brides do have a lot more time than what I have. So like if it's like, oh yeah, this is 6 months away, that gives you more time to plan. And in that case, just be like, okay, like, you know, I'll wait. If they don't message by the end of the day or the morning, then I'll message again. Or, you know, like if you're calling on the phone, just wait. A little bit of time is what I would do. I would also say, like, it would be like kind of what we've talked about in the past is like, if you are dealing with a bride, it's important with those realistic expectations. So like, just drafting up like a loose schedule and like, okay, here's my understanding. And then it's like almost like not a contract, but like, okay, here's my understanding. So it's like A, B, C, and D. So based on that and the information you've given me, here's what I think a schedule could look like. Does that work for you? Because like, there's so many things that a bride is thinking about, so that it's like, if you're like, okay, when do you want that done? It's like, that's like asking a child what they want for lunch. They'll just rattle off so many things. And when you finally ask, like, do you want a PB&J? They'll be like, no, like mac and cheese? No. Instead of being like, do you want a PB&J or mac and cheese? And then they're like, mac and cheese, you know, like they'll choose. So give options. 'Cause I feel like that's so important. And then, yeah, I think that that's like the key factors in it.
So it sounds like you're in the midst of it, that a lot going on. Thank you for taking the time to do this today. I know with all your schedule, adding this interview in was an important part of it as well. But, you know, as one of the co-hosts of the show, it's great to have a real world case study of what a bride's going through at the same time. So, yeah, for all you preservation artists out there, you know, set expectations, think about where the headspace of the bride is at. And I think for all the brides out there as well, understand that you're also dealing with people who are super busy and there are a lot of brides they're dealing with. And so I think a little bit of care in both directions will set your journey to having something memorable and something beautiful preserved that will, as I say, keep your marriage strong and keep that marriage strong for a long time. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me as a bride on here. And to all of you guys who are dealing with bridal stuff, you know, thanks for hanging in there. And same to all of the artists who are working with them.
And so until next time, we'll see you again on Resin Mastery, Explore and I Code Epoxy. Get into the competition. It's building really fast, and there's over 50 gallons of epoxy to be won, and cash as well. So it's a great time to be part of the iCode epoxy environment. And until next time on Resin Mastery, we'll see you again soon.
Okay, bye guys.
Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.